With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
This is where you send us the stupid to idiotoftheweekweekweek. At gmail.com, and then we make fun of them.
Yeah, it's our job. It's our duty.
And that's the whole...
It's what we live for.
It's our mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com and check out all the videos and podcasts there, because every single one is fabulous.
You are only hurting yourself if you are not listening to From the Bunker. There,
yes.
I said it. You people, Bob Seska, come on now. What is wrong? Everybody, do it now.
Also, we want to thank everyone who's currently a Patreon, a Frangela Patreon. Thank you so, so much.
So much.
And for those of you who would like to become part of the Frangela franchise, the Frangela Nation, you can go to patreon.com and put in Frangela and support this podcast, because we would really, really enjoy that. And you know what? What else you'll enjoy? 3 micro idiots a week. Yes, you will.
What?
Yeah.
That's right. And they're not micro in the funny.
No, they're not.
No.
They're macro.
They macro. So thank you for that. And then if you need a short message, a video for you or for someone else as a gift, maybe a pick-me-up, go to cameo.com and put in Frangela.
Yes. And you can always catch us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the
Black Power Hour.
Yes, yes, that's the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. And join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on Facebook, put in Frangela Duo for Idiot of the Week Live, and you'll catch, you know, an early version of this podcast. You can visually see it, too.
Well, it is what's going to be. It's, we don't record it again.
No, we don't.
You know, but but you get to be there live.
Yeah.
Like a version. I'm like, we don't record another one. There's one in costume. You're going to love it.
It's going to be different.
No. See, no, it's not going to be different.
You know, but
I think we should, because the stupid does not wait for anyone.
All right.
First up, this idiot comes to us from
Donna Z.
Donna Z and Donnie J.
Yeah, we're recording in 2 different places. I don't know if you can tell. A woman is duct taped to her seat after trying to open the plane door mid-flight.
Okay, first of all, I have to say right off the bat, there's a big part of me that goes, can I even rule on this one? Because I am from the, you shouldn't start judging at the headline. We know that, right? We're always telling people, read to the end of the story. Read to the end of the story. You know, but I have to say, if somebody tried to open the plane door mid-flight on a flight I was on, being duct taped to the seat would have been what the rest of the passengers did to her after they had locked me up, knocked me unconscious from trying to throw her out of the plane.
Right.
But there's just no way. To me, I'm like, duct tape, that don't even sound that bad
no.
for what you were doing.
Exactly. The 190 passengers of an American Airlines flight boarded the plane in an orderly manner, took their seats for an approximately 2-hour ride from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas to Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, we're talking about 2 hours, which is less than that tour that Milligan took. All right?
Thank you. Thank you, Francis. It's less than the Gilligan tour. Plus, I love how whoever wrote this went through the trouble to be like, look at that.
Yeah.
He went through the trouble to be like, they boarded in an orderly manner.
Yeah.
They didn't deserve nothing to go wrong.
Elizabeth LeClaire was sitting in row 2 when she heard a woman sitting behind her say to the man next to her that she did not want the plane to fly up anymore, and became increasingly unsettled. I'll be like, boop, 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 back it up now. See, the moment I would have heard that, I would have been like, whoop, whoop, no. Whoop, 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 nope.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Francis. Because let me tell you, if some bitch sitting next to you turns to you and goes, I'm sick of this plane flying in air. Tell me that you reflex, you're holding your arm down right now. I can tell, even through the Zencaster, I can tell. You're holding, because you had a reflex punch action, didn't you? The idea, just you envision, I'm sitting in the seat and this bitch goes, I don't want to fly. I don't think the plane should be flying in air anymore. And you go, bam, soccer right in the face and go, I'm sorry. What did you say? Because seriously, Elizabeth,
I mean, to fly up anymore, oh bitch, you in trouble. Oh, we done. LeClaire said
that's right,
it just seemed off and very odd.
That is such an understatement. She went on to say she started getting more and more agitated and very loud, and the man sitting next to her along with the flight attendants kindly tried to console and calm her, but nothing worked. Suddenly, the woman, who appeared to be in her 30s and had green hair, ran to the door and tried to open it. I object to what I see is the unnecessary lobbing in of people with green hair into this story.
I do too, because let me tell you something. As somebody who used to dye their hair a lot in their, you know, teens and 20s, I understand that there is already a prejudice, all right?
Thank you.
This is a value judgment that you are making about women who like to dye their hair. You trying to call us crazy, and we are not crazy.
That's what
I'm
saying.
We're just adventurous, okay? I just had to put that in there.
That's what I'm saying. Well, because it's absolutely true, Frances. There's no need for us to know her hair is green other than this person has a bias against people with green hair or maybe any other color. This paper needs to fire this person for bias.
This is my next favorite thing. This is my favorite thing right here.
This is good.
Quite attention ran and quote unquote tackled the woman. When you got to be a linebacker on your job and your job is not on the Cowboys or the Bears or the Packers, that's fucked up. Then restrained her wrists and feet with duct tape and what appeared to be zip ties.
Look, I don't understand why they aren't allowed to just beat you up. I really don't. I know that it's assault, blah, 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 blah. But I really feel like they should just get to go, who in here needs to get out some aggression? You get to hit this person. Because this is the deal. For them to have tackled her, she was up.
That's right.
She was out of her seat.
That's right.
And she was actively, I bet you, trying to get to an exit door.
Yes.
So, because they had to tackle her.
Yes, yes. Well, tackle her means that she had touched the door.
That's, I 6 feet away, looking too long at it is enough for me. Why are you looking at the door? Why are you looking at the door? Well, it's not time to look at the door. Sit the fuck down.
This ain't door looking time. What's wrong with your eyes? I'm gonna beat your ass.
You're greedy?
Yeah.
Greedy for door looking? Sit the fuck down. Tell you when it's time to look at a door.
Answer. What? Greedy eyes. We're watching you.
They're watching you. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what happens.
We're not gonna tell that.
What happens late in the day when we hit Angels? We can't tell that story because there's other people involved and they got lives and families and it's just
It was deep, but you know what?
One day, maybe that'll be a very special Patreon gift.
Yes, maybe we'll tell that story one day. But this is the thing: after being partially restrained, now hear this. This is important. Partially restrained in the crew area, LeClaire said the woman seemed to become even more erratic and violent by the minute, kicking and screaming expletives, causing a ruckus. Now, here's the thing. She has been tackled. She has been zip-tied.
That's right.
She has been duct-taped.
That's right.
But that wasn't enough for her.
Mm-mm. No, it was not. Whoever this crazy woman is, They didn't have the means on that plane.
No, they did not.
Which says to me, there's only one choice. She's got to leave the plane. So, what is the safest way to help her leave the plane mid-flight that doesn't fuck up the flight for everyone else? Let's think about that and move towards it.
So that is when the flight attendants asked passengers in the rows ahead and behind the woman to stand up so employees could subdue her and duct tape her to the seat, y'all. It wasn't enough. She was duct taped by her wrists and ankles. But no, she was duct taped. She was strong.
Nope. They had to duct tape her to the seat. It's like she was soft, like she was like a giant, like one of them dune worms, like Muad'Dib would call, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and they, that's all they could do because they're like, look, she can shimmy. The woman's got powers. But I just want to know, like, did the flight attendants literally go, hi, pardon me, because rows 27 and 29, if we could just ask you for just the next few moments to exit your seats in a calm fashion. And this woman's like, as they've taken her right leg. I'm like, where did the flight attendants go? Y'all get up out their seats!
This is too much action for 2 hours.
It is a short flight, dude.
It's a short flight. 20 minutes to get up in the air.
But what I love, and I bet you the conversation went down, because this is the thing. So all this is going on. And to me, we have had stories where planes landed in cities, you know, emergency landed for far less than this.
That's right.
So I'm like, what was going on? And I believe this situation got more Lord of the Flies than they're revealing. I believe that there was a pact from everyone on that plane and the flight attendants and the pilot. They all got together and said, look, if people find out what really happened in this 2 hours, we're all in trouble. Because I think what happened is they went a little freaky. They got a little crazy. They enacted some kind of psychological torture on this woman. And then they made a decision. We're going to Charlotte. She's not going to disrupt this flight.
That's
because
right.
Tell me that they wouldn't have. I've seen them stop flights for far less.
I thought the same thing. I was like, no, they started out going to Charlotte and they ended up there.
That shouldn't have gone down that way unless there's a vast conspiracy that we don't know about.
She now faces $52,500 in fines, y'all. That is crazy. You know, because, okay.
But shouldn't she be in jail? I need to hear she's in jail.
Well, she clearly had a mental break. And I don't know if that mental break came because there was too much man that she took before the flight. I don't know what kind of Zanzapran, Nanapan, Tazadol she took. But she took all of them.
They're like weird combinations of like like cleaners, like cleansers and pharmaceuticals.
She took all that shit to calm down, and not one of them fuckers worked.
I think that's nice of you to think that this was about somebody who had some anxiety over flying.
Yeah.
I think the reality here is this bitch is drunk. And I think it's straight up just drunk.
I think Pamela
the dogs
agrees.
Are gonna go a little crazy for a minute. Because that's their job.
Yeah.
That's what gives this podcast its sexiness.
Yeah. She was restrained until the flight landed. Y'all, this is a really good factoid. 1,300 travelers have been reported for unruly behavior on flights since February, when there's only been 1,300 of such cases in the prior 10 years.
Decade! Decade!
That was crazy.
Like, I mean, how are we getting 10 years together, combined, over all that 10 years?
February, March, April,
you know,
May,
what?
June, July, 6 months.
We're not even out the year.
No.
Let me explain something to y'all. Should be happy as clams that Francis and Angela ain't in charge.
That's right.
I'm sorry about this situation.
That's
all right. Just is what it is.
It's just dog.
But this thing, because if we were in charge, y'all wouldn't be able to fly anymore. Every person who got a plane would have to get a check off from us.
That's right.
Before they got on a flight.
Let me look at your
this
eye.
This would not be allowed to go down. And we go, what'd you do last night? And if it wasn't pack and go to sleep, you're not getting on the flight.
No, you're not ready yet. You're not flight ready.
You're not ready. You don't hang. That's right. You don't have the proper respect. Okay.
Next up.
People trying to test us.
I know. From Jordan F. and Jeff Y.
And Jeff Y. We love you. Woman deliberately runs 49 red lights in ex-boyfriend's car to rack up fines after he left her for another woman.
Ooh. You know what? First of all, okay, this is like an old blues song, you know, one of like eight or like, not blues, but like one of
them. Oh, yeah, like Muddy Waters.
Yeah, or one of them 80s songs, like, you know, I just want to talk to this other woman. I want to get on the line and let her know how I feel. You know what I mean? Because there's some moxie here. An angry woman was arrested in Zhejiang province in eastern China after she deliberately ran 49 lights in her ex-boyfriend's car.
Okay, so this woman, identified only by the name Lu, asked a man called Chen to rent her former partner's Audi. The newspaper reported. Chen then handed the car to another man called Zhu, who then, along with Lu, used the car in a 2-day marathon of committing traffic offenses.
Oh, but you know what? And I just see them going past every red light, being like, "Wee, yay!"
Like what I love is that, like, I wonder if they have that feature, because you know, that it comes up on one of the map services, you know, that you can use on your phone, one of the apps, where it'll tell you if there's a red light camera approaching. Now, I don't know what goes on in Zhejiang, but I'm just wondering, like, I wonder if, does every light have a camera, or did they have to search around? Like, did it take 2 days? Because it's, they don't have, at least here, we don't have those cameras on every light, right?
Yeah.
And you, it would be hard to run the same red light, like, over and over again without. But the idea that when she got a friend to rent his car.
Yeah.
And then she met up with the friend.
Another
to
guy.
Go commit as many a different guy. Who, by the way, the way that she got him to do it was she promised him a date.
Yeah. She promised him the nay-nay, the shing-shang, the buck-the-boo.
Well, I thought she just said the date. I don't know if that meant she was giving him any nooking. You're jazzing it up.
I'm jazzing it up.
But I have to say, I'm confused because on the one hand, she got dumped. On the other hand, she holds it down so hard that she can get somebody to commit what I have to assume is actually now some level of felony.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stealing a car, stealing somebody's identity, whatever, harass. I don't know what else it could be. She's holding it down enough to get him.
Yeah.
To get
Zoo and Lou
to fuck around with Chin when he ain't got no problem with Chin.
Yep. Zoo and Lou ran 49 lights before they were stopped by the police. And you know they were trying to go for 50. At least.
Yep. Oh, I wonder if they were.
You know, 49 is not, let me tell you something. 49's not rhyming. We all know that they were going for 50. All right?
Because it doesn't balance. No, I know. It makes you feel incomplete.
It does. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their Love at First Wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under eye bags would just go away, you're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, until now.
Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer.
Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's love, L-O-V-E, GenuCell, GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
That's lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Welcome back.
This next one is up from Maggie B.
Carol M.
Frenchie, Laura F,
Indigo Cat,
Jeff Y,
and Vincent B.
Woman stops at McDonald's drive-thru for chicken nuggets during car cop chase.
Okay.
This is a moment.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this, I think, maybe just like last week.
Yes.
Did we not? Like the last week and the week before?
I think every week, Angela. America.
We're going to say it again, America. Manage your fast food expectations.
Please. Please, please, please.
We outlawed nuggets recently. I don't know. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before. Remember, didn't we just outlaw nuggets and chicken? We said and chicken sandwiches. Nothing with brioche.
That's right. Because you know why, America? Y'all can't handle it. You can't handle it. It makes you crazy.
Can't handle it. We can't handle it. It's too much. It makes us crazy. It's too much for us, clearly.
Yeah.
We can have that.
Yes. During a 2-hour police chase, a Massachusetts woman ran red lights and rammed into police cruisers, y'all.
Two police cruisers, several other vehicles. And in fact, a police officer was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after she hit and dragged them.
Yep. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
38 years old, Joanna Gardell.
That ain't right.
Joanna was eventually located.
Yeah.
At a McDonald's drive-thru using the stolen truck's GPS tracking device. And according to the newspaper, she was ordering chicken nuggets and they actually held her up.
Yeah.
So understand what's happened here is Joanna's been on a chase. Yeah. She's in an active police chase. A homegirl has dragged a police officer physically, left him for who knows what condition.
Yeah.
Hit several cars, including two police cruisers. And what does she do? Does she keep running? Does she call a friend and be like, hey, meet me at the border? I'm out. I gotta go. They're not taking me back to jail.
No.
No. What does she do, Frances?
She orders some nuggets. And here's my thing. She was evading the police for 2 hours.
2 hours. She was smoking in the bandit.
Yes.
2 hours she was controlling the popo. And what did she throw away her roll for?
Nuggets.
Chicken McNuggets. This, I don't know what it is, but there's something in them nuggets.
Yep.
There's something in them nuggets, Frances, and I'm halfway tempted to go get some because I'm like, I have to know. I have to know. What's it going to do to me? Because it seems like people have this freak out before they get the nuggets.
Yep.
Even. Yep. Like, it's like, what's going on? What makes you, okay, so what, first of all, this smells meth-rific.
Yep. It sure does.
She has a skill level here too. So I go, is it meth mixed with like an ADHD prescription of some sort?
Maybe.
Some focusing agent?
Maybe. The Worcester District Attorney's Office said that Gardell faces 15 charges, including assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, i.e. a car, leaving the scene of an accident with property damage and resisting arrest, and being an idiot. She should have 16 charges, Your Honor. Your Honor, she was an idiot.
Your Honor, as her defense counsel, I don't have a defense for that. My client is, in fact, a fucking idiot. I mean, what else is there to say? I can't. Next.
Yes. Next up. This is from Gary C.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so upsetting.
Well, I put this in particularly for you, Angela. Because you eat a lot of
this. This is so upsetting.
Woman who looks
not, not like this. No, before we, not like this.
No, not like this. Not like this. Not like this. Woman hallucinated and had medical problems after she ate sushi from a service station. Number one, I ain't never seen you buy no service station sushi.
No, let me explain to you why, because that is so fucking stupid on its own. I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't care. I don't care if the greatest sushi chef in the world happens to be at that filling station at the same time you are. And they go, I vouch for this sushi. I still am not getting sushi from a gas station.
Yeah.
It's just not right, Frances. It's not right.
A woman was left hallucinating for months.
Hallucinating.
Months. Okay? After eating 5-day-old, I didn't know that fish could kill you like this. 5-day-old service station sushi. See, I wouldn't put, I tell you, it makes me happy I'm a vegetarian because I'm like 5 days old.
Yeah.
And this is going to give you problems like this.
Let me tell you this to you, but this is where this woman is. That's the reason she's really an idiot. That's stupid enough, right? The service station. But the truth of the matter is that she is a part of the problem ever so much more deeply than that.
Yes.
Because you want to think, when we say 5-day-old sushi, that it's 5-day-old at this gas station.
Yeah.
Right? That it's been in their fridge for 5 days. But oh, no, 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 no. You would be wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay, this 34-year-old idiot, she got the sushi 5 days ago at a gas station, put it in her own fridge for 5 days for a business week, and then put it in her mouth. And when it smelled funny, when she got it near her nose, what did she do? Did she stop eating it?
No, she did not.
Did she throw it away?
No, she did not. She squeezed some soy sauce on it to cover the taste, y'all.
Bam. Deserves it. Seriously? Seriously?
Medics treated the woman, 34-year-old, identified only as JC. They were like, what's wrong with this woman? Okay? Because she had all this illness, right? She was suffering hallucination.
Right. 9 months.
Hallucination.
9 months. They don't know what's going on.
Insomnia. Yeah. Incontinence. The woman was pissing herself. Okay? After she ate this sushi.
All of it. She couldn't sleep. She felt like her heart was beating out of her neck. And then she started having stomach cramps, feeling her stomach jiggle and shake before she went to the bathroom. In the weeks after this, she told her husband it felt like there was a fish flapping around in her belly. She endured months and months of treatments, blood tests, and examinations. Much. Rushed to the hospital twice.
Yep.
With terrible seizures. All this is going on. And finally, it occurs to someone to look a little bit closer. What did they find?
Tapeworm, y'all. She, after enduring months of treatments, all that stuff, they realized it might be a tapeworm and examined her stool and discovered what, Angela?
Thousands of tapeworm eggs.
You know what? Set me on fire.
I can't.
Burn me alive and just say, you know what? This is a do-over.
I can't. I bet you, Francis, I bet you it happened like this. They were like, well, we think there might be something in your stomach. Have you eaten anything bad in the last 9 months since this started? Well, all I can think of is the five-day-old sushi I got at the gas station. But you really think it's that? Like, I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, the doctors clocked the tapeworm as one of the largest ones that can infect humans, and the species can grow up to 9 meters long, okay?
Yeah, yep. They gave her a single dose of the anti-worm medication, and she was fine.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay.
So let's review.
Let's review, yeah. We have the woman duct taped to her seat after trying to open the plane door mid-flight.
We got the woman who deliberately runs 49 red lights in ex-boyfriend's car.
We have the woman who stopped for some nuggets during her crime chase. She can be checked by the police.
And the woman who hallucinated and had medical problems after she ate sushi from a service station. I think I know who I want. I think I want the woman who stops at McDonald's drive-thru for chicken nuggets during cop chase.
Okay, I'm gonna have to break with you here. I'm gonna go with service sushi.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with service sushi. And this is why, Francis. Because go with me on this. I strongly smell meth on the chase. Stop it. And I mean with some weed or something. I strongly smell heavy, heavy, heavy drugs because something in this person went, now's a good time for a snack in the middle of a police chase. And that is, it's of course idiotic, but I do wonder how high was this person? Because they don't even tell you why this person was on the run in the first place.
True.
So that's unclear. But when you buy sushi from a gas station, your only hope, in my opinion, is if you eat it right then. And I know I don't live there. I know I don't know how sushi works there. I'm calling this a matter of principle. I don't care if this gas station is on the water. It's still a gas station. I really feel like these places aren't supposed to mix. So, but even if you did that part, the fact that you would keep it for 5 days and then smell that something's wrong with it and just put something on to cover the odor... Like she had, everything was wrong. And she, as far as I can tell, this went on for 9 months. So she wasn't high for 9 months.
Yeah, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country when you got on the plane, you understood that the doors were shut until the stewardess opened them back up. All right. And you understood that the plane was up in the sky.
In fact, Francis, there was a time in this country where you were happy those doors were shut.
That's right.
Because that meant the plane was pressurized and not fucking crashing. You had some gratitude. okay? Mm-hmm. You knew what you were getting into when you got on a tin can, and you had accepted that because it was going to be safe. There was a time in this country, Francis.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country when there was a police, there was the police chasey time, and the planning the crime time, and the crime time, and then snack time. And they didn't get all mixed in together. Mm. There was a time when people, they knew they had to compartmentalize their day.
Yes, they did.
Okay, the dumbest criminal understood that. There was a time.
Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you went to the gas station, the best, the most that you were gonna get out of there was some chips, okay? And you were grateful for it.
Thank you.
Or, and maybe a pack of blood.
Some kind of Mountain Dew. Yeah, a Mountain, one of them weird flavors of Mountain Dew. That was it. And your punk ass was happy if there was even a variety of chips and not just the hot Dorito.
Thank you, thank you. Nobody going there for something exotic like sushi. Who, what you think this is?
Like sushi? This is Earth.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Laura.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.